In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the presentation of Christ in the temple, or Candlemas as it's sometimes known. Traditionally, all the candles for the year would be blessed at this time, hence the name, and also representing Christ being the light of the world. It's an ancient feast that is celebrated in the Eastern and Western traditions, and can be traced back to at least 543 AD. It falls 40 days after Christmas on the 2nd of February and looks forward to the 40 days of Lent. As Candlemas traditions evolved, many people embraced the legend that if the sun shone on the 2nd of February, an animal would see its shadow and there would be at least 6 more weeks of winter. Bears or badgers are watched in some European countries, but the German immigrants who settled in Pennsylvania found an abundance of groundhogs, and late in the 19th century a few residents in a place called Punxsutawney began celebrating the groundhog as a weather prophet. You might know it from the film Groundhog Day. And if you don't know the film, in it, Bill Murray lives the same day over and over again, getting through a hedonistic lifestyle until he gets his priorities in life right, and then time can move on. Some commentators say it is a representation of purgatory. But we all know that we have to keep working away at the Christian life. We have to keep persevering like Simeon and Anna, who have waited and waited in the temple, waiting for the revelation of Jesus. Fortunately, we celebrate today something which is not a light of our creation. This is not the bright, burning glow of human goodwill, human hope and accomplishment. We light candles in recognition that a special light has come to us from outside our darkness, a gift. The child of Bethlehem, the light of the world. Because in him we have seen light. We light candles. We come, drawn to his radiance, our lives illumined by his dawn among us. But why do we light the candles? Because the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness, 2,000 years later, thank God, has not overcome it. Until today we've been looking backwards to Christmas, and now we're looking forward towards Easter. The whole emphasis of the year changes. It is like a watershed moment in our lives, where making certain commitments can lead us in different directions and lead us to the light. We've all had them and can look back to specific incidents that fundamentally change the direction of our lives. Maybe that's something to think about later today. The thing we know only too well when we open our newspapers, switch on the news, surf the internet, is that there are still many parts of the world where light needs to shine. Places where the darkness of selfishness, greed and hatred need to be chased away. As we look backwards towards Christmas, we see the light of the world becoming incarnate. Jesus the Christ with us. And we know that there are so many places that need the transforming, illumining power of Jesus. Places that need to feel that unbridled love that brings comfort and peace beyond measure. As we look forward towards Easter, we know that in Jesus there is a love beyond measure that shines into all the darkest corners. We all have doors to the light, and it's not limited by age. Look at Simeon and Anna. and when we reach our watershed moments and commit to Christ, we are transformed, as are those around us. When you possess the light within, you see it externally. You see it in Simeon in the marvellous words of the Nunc Dimittis. Now let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen. For when we hold the torch to light another's path, we can't help but lighten our own. We are the candles that glow in the darkness. Shakespeare in The Merchant of Venice put it like this: how far that little candle throws its beams, so shines a good deed in a weary world. And amen to that. So what are the Groundhog Day parts of our lives, where we need to let the light of the world in? The thing is, when you get to the end of all the light you know, and it's time to step into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing one of two things will happen. Either you will be given something solid to stand on, or you'll be taught how to fly. Embrace your watershed moments, bathed in the light of Christ, and dare to reach out your hands into the darkness, to pull another hand into the light. Amen.
To a of Christ.